I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And welcome everybody to Denver's Afternoon Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number two. And I am Dan Muir in for the tanning John Rush. And along with me is Jamie Daniel. Jamie, you are the host of what?
I am the co-host of Corner Cafe Radio, and you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9 p.m. If you don't be able to get us on the radio, because I don't know, the mountains and everything kind of knocked down the reception, you can stream us live on cornercaferadio.com.
Sweet.
Ooh,
and I just learned out in the hallway, too, that Rachel's a lot nicer than you are.
Yes, she is. She doesn't bring up
old wounds and grab out the rusty knife and just twist them.
I make people not feel like wanting to sing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you made me just, you know, you took all the helium out of my balloon, man.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Appreciate you. Love you.
It's what You're I great. Do. It's what I do, Dan.
Okay. Hey, coming up next, we have Jenny Ecclestone, and she is the manager for GM Communications. Jenny, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. As you can tell, I am not the vice president for communications anywhere. I can't even get your name right three times.
I'm not either, so that's okay.
So what's going on at GM? What's happening?
Well, I'm with GMC, and we have the Detroit Auto Show that just kicked off today. We have our new All Mountain concept, which is exciting, especially for, I would say, the folks in Denver, because we built it off of our new partnership that we've recently announced with Vail Resorts. So it kind of takes the marriage of the two brands, which obviously Vail Resorts focuses on exquisite experiences for everyone that comes to visit their locations, in GMC, the professional grade brand. And it kind of pulls them together into this really interesting mountain conquering truck that we built off of our HD platform.
Cool. Tell us a little bit more about that truck. You've really got me intrigued.
Yeah. So the truck actually, like I said, is built off of the HD platform. And what we added to it were these patented mat tracks, which we worked with another company to create. And they basically look like big snowcat tires that you add to this really monstrous truck already. A 6-inch lift, and then a number of fun accessories on the outside of it, like ski racks and snowboard racks and all of these different types of things, some different lighting arrangements so that you've got, you can see on mountain if you need to groom the mountain, that kind of thing. It's got a beautiful vehicle wrap around it that looks like the mountainscape in Vail. So it kind of takes all of those really great wintry elements and kind of adds them to the truck for this ultimate capability to be able to get up any mountain hill that it needs to and kind of perform where it needs to be.
Oh my gosh, I just looked up the picture of this thing. This thing is cool. Holy smokes, this thing looks like a tank, but it looks like a luxurious tank. This is awesome. Yes. You know, this is for the guy that's always wanted to, you know, to drive a snowcat. I see those things up there. Yeah. They're really cool. Now you can just hop in, you got your heater going, you got your, it's leather seats. I mean, the whole nine yards. Look at this thing.
Any chance Dan and I getting it, taking a ticket to spin in that?
Well, probably not in the near future, but
safe answer. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Wow, this thing is really, really cool. So now let me ask you this. Can you convert it back into a regular truck, or does it always have to have the tracks on it?
Nope, you can convert it back. So all of these elements, we actually, since this is just a concept vehicle meant for to kind of emulate our partnership with Vail, it's not something that we're offering live for our customers or anything at this point. However, you can purchase all of these items and certainly get the lifted kit and everything through your dealership or anything like that. So while we don't necessarily offer an all mountain package to customers per se, you could get all of these pieces and basically outfit your own HD and do it yourself.
So now you know you just came up with the ultimate mountain Uber vehicle.
That's true.
Yes, that's what we hope. Yeah, that was kind of the goal.
Because, you know, that's what I do in my other life is I drive for Uber. So I definitely need one of these for the mountains. I'm telling you.
That's a whole new market that we haven't looked into yet. Mountain Uber.
Yeah, if you need a test guy, give me a call. I'd be happy to test it out for you. Yep. We'll just get the Uber Beacon in there. We'll go set around. We'll go pick people up, run them up. I could run you up to the top of the ski slope. What the heck?
Perfect.
So now this is great. Oh, man, this is really cool. Okay, yeah, Jenny, what else have you got going on?
For GMC, that's our biggest news. In fact, just last month, we unveiled our next Denali Ultimate Package, which is Denali Black Edition on our 2018 Yukon model. What that came with was new chrome wheels, chrome-tipped mirror caps, and a couple of other elements that really kind of brought that vehicle into the next level. So obviously you have your Denali, which already means the Ultimate. Then we have our Denali Ultimate, and now this is the Black Edition on top of that. So this is a really special, unique vehicle. What we've done from a brand standpoint is really kind of lift up our Denali brand. We know it's a super special brand to all the customers that come to us looking for that kind of unique, more elegant trim level. And this was a really good opportunity for us to kind of showcase some kind of differentiation even amongst our Denali owners. And certainly Yukon is the nameplate that sells the most Denali. So it was kind of a fun thing that we were able to do.
Yeah, I just looked this one up online too. And my gosh, this thing doesn't take second place to any other luxury SUV out there. This is a beautiful looking car.
Now, Jenny.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Now, Jenny, also with this particular vehicle, I'm not sure if I heard you say or not, is this exclusive to Americans or is this like consumers or is it like an international thing, type of a project that you're running here?
For the Yukon one?
Yes.
That would be available, I believe, to all of the markets we sell. We sell in Mexico, Canada, mm-hmm. the U.S., and the Middle East. So I believe it's available to all of the markets that we do sell this in.
Can it get over a border wall?
No, stop it. Jamie,
I want to know everything. I want to know if it can do that.
Great Rush to Reason question, by the way.
That's a question that I'm sure John would want to know. Can it get over a border wall?
Yeah. You might want the mountain tracks for that. Yeah.
Yeah, the mountain tracks will get over anything.
Okay. All right.
All right, Jenny. Well, hey, Jenny, thank you so much for checking in and give us this update. And I do drive Uber out in Vail, so I'm going to be looking to see what this thing looks like out there. This is really cool.
All right, perfect. Well, can't wait to see what you think about it.
All right, thanks, Jay. Thanks for checking in. Okay, let's do this, Jamie. Before we get on to the next subject, let's talk about Brian Murphy and Front Range Mortgage. Now, at Front Range Mortgage, they've got a special loan out there to where if your house needs repairs,
mm-hmm.
you can actually get the loan before you repair the house.
I like that.
It's so sweet, right? Because a lot of times it's a cash flow thing. Well, you know, I got to fix up the house before I can get the loan. But now you can get the loan before you fix up the house, so then you can fix up the house.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere unless it's a trailer anyway.
Yep. Cal, Jamie. That's good. But anyway, hey, if you have a house that's not a trailer and you want to get it fixed up and you need to get it fixed up before you can get a refinance, but not anymore. Not with Brian Murphy. Brian Murphy, Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900, and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home is discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has no own items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
So now, if you live over on the west side, Westminster, you know, Arvada, over there somewhere, Lakewood, on your way to Boulder, maybe Broomfield, or even in West Denver, Or actually anywhere in the metro area, because I live down in Castle Rock and I take my car up to Larry's Automotive and Transmission. I've just found that Jeff Kitty and Larry Younger over there, they do a phenomenal, fantastic job, and they keep me going, which is not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Because I thought a car, all it needed was gas. And I just gas and go.
No, I need a little more than that.
Yeah, you're telling me, holy cow. No, but these are the guys that take it seriously, they'll take you seriously, and they'll make you comfortable. Larry's Automotive and Transmission, 303-427-2108, and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Right now at Larry's Automotive, they'll take a look at your charging system for free. The guys at Larry's Automotive would much rather keep your car running optimally than to have to do a major repair, especially when it can be avoided. It's really simple. Maintain your vehicle's battery and alternator, and your car will last a lot longer. Regular scheduled maintenance is the best way to avoid costly repairs. Give Larry's Automotive and Transmission a call today and take advantage of their KLZ Listeners Charging System Checkup Special. And if you do need a repair, mention KLZ and you'll get exclusive KLZ pricing discounts. And with the purchase of select NAPA charging system parts, you receive a complimentary Visa gift card. With a little bit of maintenance, your car will go a long way. Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair, 303-427-2108. Just ask for the KLZ Charging System Special. Call Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you're Jamie Daniel in for the vacationing Mr. John Rush. And that GMC thing with the tracks on it.
That's awesome.
Snowcat. I want one.
Well, shoot. Jenny, if you're still listening, Dan and I are still available to give it a test drive if you need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do go international.
Sure, I'll take it anywhere.
Border walls and all. We'll do it.
Crash right up through those border walls.
I'm telling you, I'll take
Speaking
it
of border walls. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, Trump's catching a lot of flack. We talked about the immigration thing mm-hmm. in the first hour. And if you missed our first hour, go back and listen to it. I think we had a really interesting hour on race and immigration. And as conservatives or Republicans, you know, how can we message better? How can we get involved in those communities? And how can we make our case to where people understand what we're talking about and not – And we're not, and not buy into the premise, well, maybe I am a racist because I feel like this. No, mm-hmm. you're not. You're just trying to preserve what's yours. Once again, we're talking about America. We're talking about the only country still in existence today mm-hmm. that has shaped the world for the positive.
Right.
More so than that. I mean, every country has its blemishes. Every country has its problems. Every country, you know, does things that it probably shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. Right? But for the most part, America has brought a lot of good to the world, don't
Absolutely.
You think?
Absolutely. Well, here's a thought. Think about if America didn't exist. If we were...
Speaking of that, have you watched Man in the High Castle?
No, I have not. You
write that down, Jamie. So let's see, you're back on with me. What, Wednesday, Thursday? What day are you back on with me?
I think it's Thursday.
You got to watch two seasons before Thursday.
I'm going to try my best. Man in the Castle.
Man in the High Castle.
In the High
Now,
Castle.
What the premise is that Nazi Germany and Japan win World War II.
Oh wow.
Okay, and it's based in 1962, I believe, mm-hmm. and it's occupied America. And so the Nazis have the eastern half of America, and the Japanese have the western coast of America, basically. And Colorado and parts of New Mexico and Wyoming are like a neutral zone.
Oh, wow.
It's just kind of not run by anybody.
Wow.
However, the Nazis have influence in the neutral zone, and so do the Japanese. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really interesting as to what the world may have looked like had the United States lost, or in essence, mm-hmm. not even existed.
That is crazy. You know what? I was just watching a movie called The Fatherland that has that exact same concept. Exact same concept.
Oh, really? I got to write that one down.
It's called Fatherland. Now, it's an old one, but it's actually really, really good. It's when, because Germany was still fighting Russia and we weren't in the Cold War because, you know, after World War II, we ended up with the Cold War with Russia, but that didn't happen, according to this movie, The Fatherland. Russia was still fighting Germany on the Eastern Front. America had defeated Japan. However, America had pulled out and Great Britain had been defeated by the Germans and had basically taken over. And it's called The Fatherland. It is a really good movie. It was HBO, presented by HBO.
Okay, so we both have our homework.
Yes, we have our
homework. Except you've got a lot more watching to do than I do.
Man in the High Castle.
Man in the High Castle.
Is that Netflix?
It's Amazon.
Amazon.
Amazon. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. I don't think I have Amazon Prime.
You got to get it. It's worth it. It's worth every penny.
Amazon Prime for Man in the High Castle.
Man in the High Castle.
I like that because I love World War II, even though I screwed up on that, you know, the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, you mean December 6th?
Wow, John.
December 8th?
Yeah, see, I called you John. See, my history is bad. And
a date that will live in infamy?
Say what?
A date that will live in infamy?
Is that what he said when he walked on the moon?
No.
I knew that would get
you. Well, of course, with all the revisionist history out there, sure. Yeah, it's whatever I want it to be, man.
Oh, the war of 1863.
You know, it's kind of like, who's buried in Grant's tomb? I have no idea. No clue. When was the war of 1812? Oh, I don't know, 1900 or something? I have no idea.
And I should be ashamed of myself because I consider myself a huge history buff. I do.
All right, you'll love this show. I got Marie on it. Marie's in the other room there. And Marie, what'd you think of Man in the High Castle? Oh, two thumbs up. Two thumbs up for Marie.
She's seen it, and I haven't.
Yeah, and we're waiting for season three, like anxiously waiting.
I'd be ashamed of myself.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. You got to check it out.
But
I think you bring up a great question. What would the world be like without America? Well, first of all, people would not be living the way they live today.
Right.
You wouldn't have smartphones. You wouldn't have. There's really good chance you wouldn't even have automobiles.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? I'd be speaking German.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. German or whoever knows what, you know, whoever conquers them. It'd be one. You think we live in a bloody planet now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just look at all the deaths that communism's caused throughout the 20th century. I mean, the 20th century would have been more bloody without America.
And all the stuff that Hillary has done would be legal. So she would fit right in to a system just like that.
She would. Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary.
That's what, you know, when you think about it, and if you got an idea what America might look like what the world might look like if America didn't exist, you know, feel free to chime in 303-477-5600 and give us your thoughts on that. But
I'd love to hear it.
It would be a thousand, not a thousand years, a thousand generations of darkness. As a matter of fact, I don't know how you would ever really come out of that. Because you wouldn't have things like the discovery of the New World.
No,
you know, this discovery of the New World, you know, took the people that went out to explore the New World far enough away from the clutches of the monarchies of the time to where they could start living as free men
right.
and start cultivating that idea of liberty and freedom
right.
and actually get to experiment with it because they didn't have somebody just, you know, over their head, you know, pounding them constantly.
One, and every American would be driving Hondas like they already are anyway. So either that or the Volkswagen.
Or Volkswagens. So, but when you really think about what our founding fathers did and what the people did to break away from England, and really we weren't our founding fathers. I say we, I mean our founding fathers. They weren't unreasonable because they went to the king several times with their grievances. They pleaded and begged. They were royal subjects, you know, and they wanted to stay that way for the most part. They just wanted to be treated fairly.
Absolutely.
And when they weren't treated fairly, you know, that's when they rose up. And when you really think about the miracle that was, when you think about the how a bunch of ragtag farmers and an underfunded militia could stave off the strongest, the most, powerful army in the world at that time, it's really an incredible story.
Well, you also think about the king at the time, which was the younger brother in World War II. I think it was King Edward, is that correct? Prince Edward, I'm sorry, was in line to be up for the throne. Now, his brother was a Nazi sympathizer.
Yes.
You remember that? And because I think it was a divorcee socialite that he ended up marrying or a love interest, and he couldn't bring her into the throne. Into that type of, you know, monarchy or whatever. They wouldn't accept it, of course, at the time. So they ended up exiling them to the Bahamas.
Yeah, now two really good movies that touch a little bit on each one of that is The King's Speech.
Yes.
If you haven't seen The King's Speech, it's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one, The Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie.
Her name was Wallis Simpson.
Okay.
She was an American divorcee. I think that's what her name. Wallis Simpson was her name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. So that was incredible. That's incredible. Just if you really want to
get a good grasp of that time and what was going on, The King's Speech and then The Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie. And what's really interesting is when you watch The King's Speech first, then go back and watch Winston Churchill movie, the new one, is the you'll understand the King's character better in the Winston Churchill movie.
Right, exactly. And I've seen them both as I'm knocking the mic around. I'm getting excited about this. You're talking World War II history. And I've seen both movies, and they are very, very good. And it's like, you know, it's good for our young people to watch history and understand why we are America and why we've developed the way we've developed.
Well, you know, Jamie, you bring up another good point. I mean, when you look at American history, how many students today are taught to look at it from the way I just described it? Now, do they look at it as people that went to the king with their grievances, that tried everything they could to stay within good graces of the king, and then finally when pushed, and then we're talking years,
right,
years and years and years, finally took up arms against the monarchy? Or are they taught to hate America because the founding fathers were nothing but white, rich, racist slave owners?
To that answer to that question is the latter, unfortunately.
So how can you take pride in a country if that's its history?
Well, you know, I was going to say re-educate, but that's basically what Common Core and all the other ridiculous educational systems have done. They've tried to re-educate somewhat our youth, and have destroyed generations because of the stupidity. I mean, because you look back, you know, those generations way back when, I mean, they were more educated. They worked harder. And I know I'm saying Americans don't work hard. Now, I know there are some Americans that do work hard, you know, because, I mean, it takes a lot to go in the street and hold up a sign and, you know.
Well, most Americans.
In bad weather. That's tough. That's hard.
But most Americans work hard.
Right.
Most Americans work hard. And that's part of the price you pay for living in a free society. You're going to have.
Freedom of speech.
Well, freedom of speech. You're going to have freeloaders.
Yeah.
You're going to have all that. You're going to have people that don't want to produce. You're going to have people that really all they want to do is, you know, live off the system or live down on Skid Row in Denver.
Right.
And so they can smoke the marijuana.
Right.
That's all part of it.
Right.
That's all part of it. And you'll never get rid of that as long as you're free people.
Yeah, and give people that cross our borders free education, free health care, free everything. Once again, being living off the system but not contributing to the system.
Well, Milton Friedman said you can't have open borders and a welfare state.
No.
You can't. You'll destroy your country. Absolutely. He's absolutely right.
It doesn't work.
So if you want your open borders, the left, you have to get rid of the entire welfare system.
Absolutely.
Completely. Mm-hmm. Done, over, gone.
Right.
And quite frankly, I still don't think it'll work. But that's what you have to do.
You think we can get the people to build the wall that are trying to come in, get them to build it? Is that possible?
Well, then Berkeley won't fund them anymore.
That was racist. I shouldn't have. Was that racist?
According to the left and according to Michael Bennett, racist.
I'm in trouble for that.
Why do you hate black people? Why do you hate brown people? Why do they hate you, Jamie?
You know, I really don't like black people, and I am black. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Jamie, why do you hate yourself?
Why do I hate myself?
How come I have to sit here with all this hate going on? I can't believe it. Okay, but hey, if you want to do yourself a favor, if you don't hate yourself and you're 62 years or older, you might want to look into a reverse mortgage. And you might be able to get some of that equity out of your house, do the things you want to do, and never have to worry about, you know, how to pay for it. Get a hold of Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage, 303-467-7821.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets in your home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you will speak directly with Bruce.
And U.S. Gold Coins, Andy Goss. Now, once again, this economy is taking off, which means there could be inflation. Your best way to hedge off inflation is to own some U.S. gold coins or some rare gold coins. And you can get a hold of Andy by calling 1-800-HOT-COIN. 1-800-HOT-COIN and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins wants you to think about collecting gold and silver coins as wealth insurance. You have car insurance just in case you're in an accident, and health insurance just in case you get sick. It makes sense to have wealth insurance just in case something happens and you can't access your money from the banks. That's why, as a KLZ listener, Andy is offering to give you his CD, How to Protect Your Wealth, for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. This CD teaches you everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce you to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of The Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. Start on your way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Ten seconds to go. 24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Three receivers right, Thielen left. Marshawn Lattimore 12 yards from Adam. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay up!
Oh my God,
loose. Oh my God!
30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
Are you kidding
what
me?
A miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis
no
miracle!
Way.
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle! I can't believe what I just saw, Paul. What an unbelievable play.
Oh, baby, you got it already. Welcome back to Rush to Reason. Richard, I've been waiting for this segment all day, man. How you doing?
I am doing great, Dan, but probably not as well as you are doing, to be honest.
I am like on cloud nine.
He's got on the purple and everything. He looks like a miniature, a bigger version of Prince. He's got the whole thing working here.
I can't help it. I can't help it. You know, being a Vikings fan, you are ready for the other. I mean, you are ready for them. You know, up 17-0. You know, my nephew's calling me, and he's calling me up, and I'm going, nah, just hold on, kid. Hold on, because he's saying it's done. He's saying we're dominating. We're giving them a spanking. You know, we're taking them to town. I'm sitting going, I've been a Viking fan for longer than you've been alive. Yeah, just wait. They're kind of like the Republicans. They'll find a way to lose it.
Absolutely.
And they almost did, but my gosh. I mean, what a finish. That's a football finish right there, is it not, Richard?
It was one of the most incredible games, Dan, that I think not only myself, but as you can tell, other football fans witnessed. It was just incredible. It was everything, and I hate to say it, it was everything that the NFL needed at that point in time. You know, people claim that the divisional round of the playoffs, of the NFL playoffs, is the best, basically best weekend of football, the best weekend of sports almost, outside of possibly March Madness, of the entire, entire year. And it was just incredible. It had drama. It had action. As you said, Dan, it had them, up 17-0. Everyone was saying, everyone on Twitter, no way the Saints are coming back against this Viking defense. Welcome to the the AFC or the NFC Championship game, Vikings. And then Drew Brees worked some magic, came back. And I don't think people realize this, Dan. With 3 minutes left, there were, I believe it was 3 or 4 lead changes, right? Because the Saints went ahead, then the Vikings came back down, kicked a field goal. Then the Saints came back down and kicked a field goal, so that's three. And then obviously you had that final play, which, by the way, the only bad thing I can say about that is your color commentator guy has got to let Paul Allen, who, for those that don't know, is the notorious, for a good reason, you know, play-by-play guy for Vikings radio. He needed to let him make the call, because it was just that type of a moment was just tremendous. And I have no idea how anyone could think anything different, but it was just a fantastic game. And Dan, I've got to say, I know you've got some friends that don't watch the NFL. I feel bad because they missed a tremendous game.
They missed a great football game. You know, Richard, and you really got me thinking about this a while ago. I mean, am I really going to throw away one of the great escapes in life for really now down to half a dozen players that take a knee in a stupid organization that wants to, you know, placate them? When you watch that game, I had people from all over the country in my car after that game, because I was working the mountains this weekend, and I didn't know what happened. I missed it, you know, because my phone crapped out on me. I mean I didn't get to watch that play till 2:30 this morning is when I finally got to see that play.
Oh my god!
So I'm wearing the getup I have on now. I've got my Twins hat on,
Minnesota Twins.
And I've got a very bright purple Viking shirt on.
Very bright. Hurts my eyes.
and I have people get in my car and start telling me. But I got to tell you guys the story first, okay? Mm-hmm. The first story was, so the last I knew, the Vikings were up by 2 points. Okay, so I'm driving in my car, and I got another ride request. I've got self-imposed goals I'm trying to make. So I'm skipping. I'm just trying to watch the game a little bit and, you know, do this thing and get my rides in. Mm-hmm. And so then I go to pick up my passenger. Now, the Vikings are up by two. And I go to pick up my passengers, and now I got to wait for them. So I'm going to go back to the NFL app, and I'm going to watch the rest of this, right? And now my phone won't work. I can't get the app back on. And the only thing I see, then it pops on for a second, I see the Saints score a touchdown. And I'm like, what in the world just happened? Oh, my gosh, right? Well, then the app starts spinning around again. And if you don't know anything about the NFL app, if you lose the signal, it'll go back like 15 minutes.
Ooh, wow.
So it'll go – I mean, it's kind of crazy, right? So then – my passengers get in the car. Turns out they're from New Orleans.
Ooh.
They're Saints fans. Okay? They get in my car. Now, they made the mistake of watching the Saints kick the field goal, thinking they won the game, and they left. So they get in my car, and they look at me, and they say, sorry. Well, so sorry for you.
Yeah, because at that point, it was 24-23.
Right, so the Saints are up by one.
Yeah.
Right? And so they think the Saints have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me and say, so sorry. Well, I have no way of knowing. There's no radio up there. There's nothing that will tell me the score. Mm-hmm. So I'm bummed. I'm incredibly bummed. But once again, I'm a Vikings fan. I'm used to it. Well, so I'm driving them back to Breckenridge. Get this, right? And all of a sudden, she's going, you're kidding. No way. What? That can't be. They scored a touchdown? The Vikings scored a touchdown? They go, really? They're like, yeah. So then I had people constantly getting in the car. Mm-hmm. They'd see my purple shirt. And these were Packer fans, these were Patriot fans, these were Cowboy fans. I mean, these were fans from all over the country. You know, they keep coming, getting me in my car. Man, what a great game. We're pulling for the Vikings now. We're pulling for the Vikings. And because, you know, Richard, you're right. You know, people want that. They want that connection. They want something outside of politics, outside of life, that they can focus on for a few hours to alleviate all the stress and nonsense that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the epitome of that exact situation, Dan, to where you had a situation which was this team, it is a team, but you have this situation, this game, and it has brought in, I don't know how many people together, again, you know, however many Viking fans there are across the world, and at that point in time, at that moment, right, when Stephon Diggs catches that pass, goes down the sidelines, everyone is just going crazy. It doesn't matter if you voted for Trump, if you voted for Clinton, if you voted for Gary Johnson, if you voted for whoever it was, if whether you think that women can be men and men can be women, or if you think that marriage is man and a woman, it really doesn't matter at that point in time. And I think that there's a certain semblance and a certain sense of that's great. Right? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Richard, we need this in our country. We need something. We're becoming so and so. Technology is really dividing us a lot. You know, I mean, you're a little young for this, but we used to have like three networks on TV, right? And so everybody pretty much had to watch the three same shows or three different networks. You know, you kind of watch your shows or stuff, but there'll never be another moment in American history of who shot JR.
Right.
You know, from Dallas, which you don't even know, but the whole country, the whole country was like, who shot JR Ewing? You know, what happened on Dallas? Even if you didn't watch Dallas, even if you didn't care about Dallas, right? Never saw the show in your life. Who shot JR? Who's doing this? That's what everybody talked about. And without sports, if we don't have sports, we don't have that. We don't have that moment because you're listening to your music. Jamie's listening to his music. I'm listening to my talk show. You know, you're off doing that thing. We're all watching different videos now, different TV shows. There's really nothing that ties us culturally together like that, like sports do.
Well, and to give you a perspective, Dan, how many people voted in the election this past year? Was it 66 million? You'd know this better than
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure, but it's never a high number.
No. It's pretty small, right? You know, we've got 330 million people in this country. You know, relatively half are scheduled voters or able to vote, and then you know even half of that actually probably registered or vote, and then you know maybe two thirds or three quarters of that actually do vote. And so you look at this, and that game last night, I believe, drew 49.4, so basically 50 million viewers.
Wow.
And mind you, that's not the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl generally does between 110, and I bet you the Super Bowl this year probably do 120 million, depending on the storylines and stuff. Million people are watching. So essentially, more people watch sports and can come together for a specific event, and in this case, the NFL, then actually go out and vote. So to your point, we do need this as America. We need something that can bring us together and something that we can look at. And obviously Saints fans, I know, are so sad and upset, and they now have the same misery that the Broncos fans felt, you know, 5 years ago when when Raheem Moore missed that play, and that, you know, that should have been our year to win. And so I think that like you said, Dan, people and we as America need something. And some people are going to disagree with this and say, oh, that's not sports. You know, we can come together with religion and all this other stuff. But
no,
I think sports
no, we
is like
won't.
One of the one things. Exactly. And that's one of the one things that everyone can settle on, right? You're a Vikings fan. Most people from Minnesota, unless you're some outlandish, you know, Packers or Lions or Bears fans. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean,
crazy
you need to be hospitalized. Yeah, I get it. Institutionalized.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
They have some mental disorders. We understand. But, you know, people from Minnesota come together, and whether, again, you voted red, blue, whatever it is, you in that moment, you didn't care what someone was like, what color their skin was, what gender they were, what you know, race or what race they were, what sex they were, whatever it is, you just cared that you guys were both supporting the Vikings, and it was awesome. And I know we've talked enough about that, or not about the game, but about, you know, bringing us together. As far as the game goes, Dan, it was awesome.
Richard, you are
a tremendous event.
You are so right, because my son and I were watching the game, and we were watching all the drama go back and forth. Now, my son and I, we do this where we rate the game that's the best of that weekend or the weekend prior to. And as we were watching this game, the Pittsburgh and the Jacksonville game, I said, okay, so far, that's the number one game. That was back and forth. A lot of scoring, 45-42. What game is going to beat that? So we sat down and finally started watching the Minnesota game. Well, when Minnesota went up by 17 to zip, we were like, my son was like, well, this game's pretty much over. So he went in his back room and went to sleep. And I go, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I go, Cameron, you want to wake up for this one? And I said, come back. I said, this is going to be hit. I said, you want to come back for this one? And when we watched the game, and when Diggs caught that pass, and I'm thinking, why is he not going out of bounds? Not realizing there was nobody, because of the camera angle, you couldn't see. There was nobody in front of him. And I go, oh, my God. I jumped off the couch, and I go, oh, my God, he's actually going to score a touchdown. This game is over. It was incredible. It was a phenomenal game. And at that point, Minnesota Saints, number one game so far.
All right. Hey, Richard, can you hang
Absolutely.
On? I gotta run to a break. Can you hang on with us?
Certainly.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, AIM. So, Kurt, Affordable Interest Mortgage is the guy if you are, especially, let's say you're self-employed, and Kurt has the what is known as the asset manager loan, and it's a fantastic loan. It's been around since the late 1960s, and it's probably one you've never heard of before. And if you're self-employed or run a small business, you have a hard time getting a mortgage because of those things, give Kurt a call today, and he'll get you going. As a matter of fact, I had some friends of mine call Kurt. They're self-employed. They were totally, totally astonished by the kind of program this asset manager loan is and what Kurt could do for them. Give Kurt Rogers a call today, 720-895-0500, and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
And up next is Grandma's Handyman. Okay, so let's say you're a busy individual, but your wife has got this honey-do list that's like turning into a whole notebook full of stuff to do. Hire Grandma's Handyman, and they can take care of it for you. Not saying that you couldn't, but maybe you just don't have the time. Grandma's Handyman, it's affordable. All the techs are vetted, verified, reliable, and trustworthy. They serve the Denver area, Arvada, to Castle Pines, Lakewood, through Aurora. Grandma's Handyman, 303-693-3003 or grandmashandyman.com.
Grandma's Handyman Service now presents Grandma's Home Care Tip of the Month.
Hello, dearies. Grandma here. Be sure to check out your bathroom tile and grout for cracks and splits this month. Remember, it's always better to do those small repairs than to wait. You don't want water to seep behind the tiles, and you don't want to start the year off with a big, costly mess.
At Grandma's Handyman Service, we specialize in helping you with small home maintenance and repairs. If you ever find a problem in your home and you need help fixing it before it becomes a bigger problem, give Grandma's Handyman Service a call at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. Or find us at grandmashandyman.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
That's right. Take the money and run, or grab the football and run for the end zone. That's what I'm saying, man. That was
incredible game.
You know, Richard, welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Damn, you're in for John Rush, and on the phone is his son, Richard Rush, our sports guru. You know, Richard, we need to get theme music and stuff for you. We got to figure that out. We need like a whole segment.
Sure, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us some songs over that you like that you think would be appropriate, and we'll do it. I'm serious. It'd be awesome.
Absolutely. We need to get some sports, fun sports themed stuff. You know, maybe some sports movies. I'm always up for the fun soundbites. I think Charlie does a great
you know, I
job
love
at
I love
that.
The soundbites. Yeah. We got to do that. We got to do the sports soundbite thing with some sports music for you coming in for your segment. I love that idea. You know, one of the guys in my car sure. who was a New England Patriots fan, mm-hmm. but he was from Massachusetts. In my car, he was telling me a movie that I had not seen was Any Given Sunday. Have you seen that movie?
I have. It's a great movie. Definitely, you know, garners the R rating that it is in terms of the language and so on and so forth. But it's a great movie in terms of again, if you're just a football fan, I mean, it's a fantastic movie. There's, you know, violence, blood, the sweat, and everything that you could want in a sports film, I should say.
Yeah, so what he was talking about was the, you know, the Vikings quarterback, Case Keenum, being the third-string quarterback, and that movie is based around the third-string quarterback that nobody even knew his name, comes in and takes them, I guess, all the way. I haven't seen the movie, but now it's one I'd like to see. And, you know, those kinds of movies, I love those kinds of movies.
You ever seen Draft Day?
I haven't seen that one.
Drafted.
Yet.
I think that's.
No, wait, was that Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one.
I like that.
Gives
one.
You a very good bird's eye view on what goes on into the like the war rooms of those franchises of how they draft their players. Really good movie.
Yeah, but it was the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, that's what that's the only downer that it was the oh, you know, it was the Cleveland Browns.
I really feel for the Browns, but you know, Richard, the other thing that Jamie and I were talking about during the break is that, you know, when our teams lose. You know, we console each other in the defeats and the agony, and we look forward to the next season. And then when our teams win, you know, we're cheering and we're glad and we're celebrating with our friends, and that's all part of the of life. You know, that's all part of the experience. And if you remove sports because of all the sideshows that are going on, because of, you know, a player takes a knee or a player says something you don't like, or the ownership does this, or the ownership does that. Eventually, you've got nothing to do because you can't. You sure as heck cannot go watch any movies because all the actors and stuff probably don't agree with you on anything either. So there just has to come a point where we turn off the sideshow. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, and I think honestly, Dan, that's why a lot of people have been so adamant about the sideshow being turned off by the players themselves, right? Instead of doing all this, and you know, I've been on here talking about this for a while now, which is. I think we all agree that we want to see them stand. We want to see all this happen. But at the same time, we also want them to be able to be charitable, and they are athletes, so they do need to use their power and their position to, you know, make the world a better place and progress movements that they feel worthy. And I definitely am a fan of that. But what gets me is like what you were saying, which is at some point in time, fans just want to remove the sideshow nonsense, remove everything that's going on, you know, take out someone's personal beliefs and so on and so forth and come together for this 3.5 hour, 4 hour time period and not have to worry about a fake missile threat to Hawaii or, you know, whatever else it might be for that particular day. You know, again, we just live in a time, like you were saying, Dan, that is so, you know, so dependent upon technology and how we do things that, I think sports is that one thing where, you know, you can come together. Like you said, you know, Dan, you probably got friends back in Minnesota that you don't talk to very often. But when it comes to football and the Vikings, you guys can sit down and talk for, you know, hours on end. You know, have a couple of drinks with them, really just enjoy that. And I think, like you said, Dan, that's why for how many years now, for almost, you know, close to a century with sports in America, sports has been that outlet for people to be able to come together, not worry about what's going on. You know, you look back to baseball back in, you know, World War One and World War Two, right?
Yeah.
That was the big thing at that point in time. And you look at, I actually just watched a movie, you mentioned movies. Have you seen Miracle, Dan, about the 82 Olympic hockey team?
One of my absolute favorite. Yeah, what's his, Brooks? What was his first name?
Yes, Herb Brooks.
Oh, my gosh, what a great movie.
That is
love
movie.
That movie.
Right? It's
good movie.
Just fantastic. And that was, again, I'm so sure people are going to make fun of me for this. I know my wife would, but I'm just sitting there watching that movie, and I'm getting the chills when it's counting down and, you know, they're chanting USA and, it just is amazing, right? Everyone coming together. And at that point in time, everyone in America came together because they wanted to beat the Soviets, right? Wanted to beat the Russians.
I remember watching that. In real life, I remember watching that on TV. I'm not even a hockey fan, but we had to watch it. Everybody was watching that game. I don't care who you were watching that game at that point.
Absolutely. And that is the allure of sports. With it brings countries, it brings people, it brings all people, shapes, sizes, race, whatever it is, color, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are a fan of that team, and that's why I personally love the Olympics so much, because it allows me to be a fan with 330 million other fans, hopefully, in the entire country, right? So where we can band together and we are fans of that, you know, 4x100 relay, or in the case of, you know, the Winter Olympics coming up here in a few weeks, the, you know, the skiing or the bobsled team or whatever it is. I just love that. And I love being able to set aside the differences that I have with people. And Dan, I think that's kind of where I'll leave things for today, which is, I think too often in America, we have this sense that if you disagree with someone, you don't like that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, where we get so stinking
there is nothing,
tied up in this nonsense.
Yeah, there's nothing further from the truth. Case in point, probably the one guy I could count on in my whole life for anything is a guy I went to school with. I mean, we've known each other since third grade, right? He's probably the biggest leftist communist out there. But if I ever need anything, he'd be there for me in a second. Because we're friends, and what's the one thing that we can always talk about is football, and we can do that. And he's even a Bears fan. I mean, come on, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, still be a Bears fan, but anyway, you know what I mean? But that's such a bonding thing, Richard. And I just sure hope we don't lose that. And Richard, man, we got to run. But thank you so much for your time, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Absolutely, Dan. Keep up the great work. Jamie, you as well. Enjoy
Thank you, Richard.
It. I'm sure as we enjoy our zero-degree weather tonight that my father will be enjoying the nice sunshine.
Hey, do you know what we call this weather in Minnesota?
Shorts weather?
No, we just call it Monday. It's just another Monday.
It's a normal day.
It's just a normal day.
Richard, real quickly, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Just talking about that, I think that Tom Brady's going to be the AFC rep. I hope the Vikings will. I think they have a really good shot. Unfortunately, I think Brady's going to be too much for whoever it is, and I think Brady is going to take home his sixth championship and cement his status as the greatest of all time.
But well, you know what? We'll just pray for another. We'll pray for another Herb Brooks moment. Alrighty, thanks, Richard. Okay, Extreme Auto Repair Diesel. If you have a diesel vehicle, get this: $300 off any repair of $1,000 or more. Give Dennis a call at Extreme, 303-841-1071.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, Jamie, 30 seconds. Your pick on the Super Bowl.
I like the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, there you go. I know you like the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, let's back up. Not the Super Bowl. AFC, NFC championship games. How's it look?
I'm liking Minnesota to beat Philly. I don't like Philly's quarterback. And besides, they're in our division, the Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm a Cowboy, so I'm definitely picking Minnesota. And I'm going for Jacksonville against the AFC division.
Alrighty, there you go. Okay, another hour of Denver's Afternoon Rush coming up next. Damn, you are in for John Rush. Jamie Daniels, my co-host for the day. And keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560.
My friends got a Chrysler, I've got a Dodge. We're just